The Survivor, Episode 2. Wake Up Soon. Level B2.
Previously on The Survivor.
There's someone here! Oh my gosh! We've got a survivor here!
Witnesses say they saw the plane take off and then crash into a nearby field. There are reports of 2 people dead and 1 in critical condition.
My name is Jenny Bryson. I'm your nurse. You're very lucky, you know. Not everybody can survive a plane crash. And here you are. You're the only survivor, in fact.
Two months before the plane crash.
Welcome to the Bureau. This is the bank robbery department, where all the action happens. I'm Agent Sanders. Have you got your things? Yes? Good. Let's go then.
Yes, thanks. It's not my first day, you know.
I know. I read your file. You were in another department for 5 years before this. You worked mostly in an office, behind a desk, right? Well, this is going to feel quite different. This is a big promotion for you. You're going to be out in the field now, out on the street with all the bad guys.
Yes, Agent Sanders. I'm happy to be here. Just a quick question. Who am I working with?
You're working with me. I'm your partner, and for the moment, I'm also going to be your boss. Are we all clear on that?
Yes. Crystal clear. Of course, I just didn't think...
You just didn't think what?
Nothing. So what are we going to do today?
Well, as I said, this is the bank robbery department of the Bureau.
Yes.
So today, we're going to catch some bank robbers.
Good morning, Jane. And how are you this morning? You have a visitor, Jane. Agent Kowalski from the FBI. I don't understand why they need to be here now, but he said he had to see you. I won't let him bother you, though, too much. Okay? Now, I told you that she shouldn't be disturbed. She's still asleep.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I'm afraid I have to see her, though. I won't be long.
Just don't you bother my Jane.
Jane?
Yes. Jane Doe. It's the name we gave her. We don't know her real name.
How is she?
Well, you should ask the doctor. She is very lucky to be alive. She's in a coma. But her brain doesn't show any sign of damage, and her body is healing.
Can she hear us?
We don't know. They say that some people like this can hear everything. Other people can't hear anything. We don't know.
Did she have anything with her? Where are her things?
She only had some clothes on when she got here. No identification or purse. No phone.
I'm going to have to take her fingerprints, okay?
Well, okay. If you must.
I'm afraid so.
So, was she on the plane?
We found her very near the place where the plane crashed, yes.
But was she a passenger? The doctor told me there were only 2 people on the plane. They were both men. They are both dead.
I'm not really allowed to say anymore. That should be enough. Thank you, Nurse...
Bryson. Nurse Bryson.
Well, Nurse Bryson. That will be all for today. If she wakes up, will you please let us know?
Of course.
Actually, could you please give my colleague your details? Name, phone number? Just for the record.
Okay.
Just go outside for a moment and see my colleague. His name's Scott. He's just outside.
I can't really leave the patient here alone.
She won't be alone. I'll be here. I just need to make a couple of notes.
Okay, then.
Jane Doe, huh? You can hear me, can't you? I know your real name, Agent Sanders. I'll see you around, Jane. Wake up soon.
The Survivor was created by the British Council's Learn English Teens website. It was written by Lindsay Clanfield, and original music was composed by Julian Jahanpour. Sound production was by Creative Listening. To find the other episodes in the series and more English language learning material for teenagers, please visit our website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglishteens.